Welcome to America's Defense Communities, the podcast. I'm Randy Ford. When we talk about technology that enhances military mission readiness, it could be anything from complex new weapon systems to telehealth services for service members and their beneficiaries. But much of that is dependent on the same technologies our individual lives are built around: Wi-Fi and 5G cell service. Boingo Wireless is one of the military's leading providers of Wi-Fi and 5G. The company has also published a new ebook called The Critical Role of 5G and Wi-Fi on U.S. Military Bases. You can download it at boingo.com/military5G. I recently talked with Rebecca Gray. She's the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Military at Boingo Wireless. We talked about the new ebook, but also the role 5G and Wi-Fi play in installation operations and in military quality of life. Here's our discussion. Rebecca, what is Boingo Wireless's role in military operations?
Randy, thank you so much for that question. We have been working with DoD and the military for 10 plus years on these bases, CONUS and OCONUS, and we're on over just shy, actually, of 90 bases around the world. And we really love partnering with DoD, and because they are so committed to serving soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and ensuring that they have connectivity. And so we provide that next generation of Wi-Fi and cellular networks. And one of the unique things about what we do with DoD is we really work with them and the bases, the base commanders, senior leadership within DoD to determine what their needs are, what their mission is, what they want to do. And then we design that. We're turnkey. So we design, install, and manage connectivity for these bases. So we have an incredible team of engineers that design technology agnostic architecture. And so, again, prioritizing the needs of the troops and the base's mission.
Yeah, let's talk about the mission just a little bit, because we know obviously the technology has always been important to mission sustainment, but we may not really know on an operational level day to day what it is impacting. Can you talk about that a little bit? Help us understand how it actually is making a difference.
Well, that's great, because I really think, I mean, there's the mission on a base is everything from quality of life, where our troops lived in the dorms and the barracks, to family housing, to all the way to the flight line and to the range. So it's everything in between. And we cover that full spectrum, if you will. So we do on base family housing, we do dorms, we do barracks, we do classrooms, training facilities, rec centers, you name it. I mean, that's the full mission of the military. And I think a lot of people look at a base and say, well, this is an Air Force base, this is a flying wing, or this is an infantry focused base. And we cover the gamut from the families to the unaccompanied or single, you know, a military member, to the mission and everything in between. And we also, one of the things, as you would probably guess, is we meet their stringent security requirements. So that's really critical. We have a network operations center. We're 24/7, 365. So anything that happens to that network, we are monitoring it constantly, day in and day out. And if something goes on, you know, on the base that we have to, you know, ensure that somebody's out there, we have that capability too. And so we stay very connected with what the needs of the military, ensuring they're up all the time. And whether it's the value of the family housing all the way to the flight line, it is just as important to us.
Well, I know you are an Air Force colonel yourself, right? The Vice Wing Commander of the 111.
Somebody must have dug that up and given that information to you.
I just knew.
You just knew.
at Biddle Air National Guard Base, right?
Yes, so you got it.
So you obviously, you know, the airmen and families at a very personal level. Talk about the connectivity that Boingo brings in terms of that kind of military family quality of life.
I think it's, you know, it's critical. And, you know, this is near and dear to my heart, our commitment here at Boingo, because I live it when I go in on the weekends and do my duty, my military duty. As the Vice Wing Commander, we have 1,000 airmen at our base and working at our base and doing a real world mission. We fly the MQ-9 there at Horsham at Biddle. And so this is critical. Their connectivity is critical. And one of the interesting things at Boingo 2 is my team, we hire from the military. So while I'm still actively serving, we also mm-hmm. have other folks that are that we've when they've left the military, we pluck them right as their first job right out of the military. So a lot of our folks are working back at the bases that they have lived on and served at. And so they have a real strong commitment and understanding of what the troops need. And we also have a lot of military spouses that we've hired. And so as they get moved around, we port their jobs to wherever they are. We have folks from Japan to here in the U.S. So we really pride ourselves on that. And that is why we have designed this network so consistent with the needs of the troops, their mobility needs, because we have designed this almost for our own selves, right? Even though we're not using this on the other side of the fence, but we understand what the needs of the troops are. I'm still living it, but my team understands that. And so this architecture has been designed with that. We have no contract. We have no equipment, no appointments. You click on an app and you are connected. And so that allows our troops to, if they go to another base that Boingo's serving, they can just port their service right over. If they're traveling through one of our million plus Wi-Fi hotspots at our airports, they can connect through that too. And so we have designed this understanding as a military member what we need to stay connected. And it's unique. It's unique.
And I remember reading that recently Boingo and the Army and Air Force Exchange Service partnered to build a new cell tower in Hawaii. And the commander there was talking about how important that is to even emergency response in an area where they did not have strong signal before. And that's something I don't think we really think about sometimes.
Could you imagine? I mean, it's not, we have a world-class military and we need to serve them with a world-class connectivity network. Again, we are providing Wi-Fi and cellular networks, and we can go anywhere. That's pretty unique, given that we can go anywhere in the world and provide this connectivity for the military.
What are some specific examples of what Boingo's doing on the ground?
Well, I'll tell you about, in terms of next generation 5G and Wi-Fi, we've got some really interesting examples that I can highlight. One from the Air Force, one from the Navy, and one from the Marines. But in terms of the Air Force, Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls, Texas, they're part of Air Education and Training Command, and they are really leading the way in terms of connectivity for, you know, across their whole base. And we started in the dorms, and we've moved across over 50 buildings there at the base. And so we've leveraged that advanced wireless services to provide Wi-Fi networks that power like learning experiences for technical for the flying wing and hybrid learning. So that's a really interesting test case. And we have a press release out on Shepherd Air Force Base that your folks, your listeners could take a look at and Google. Mm-hmm. We've done private 5G at Whidbey Island up in Oak Harbor, Washington, Naval Air Station, Whidbey Island. And that was, they approached us concerning increasing aircraft readiness to process data at higher speeds. And that's a perfect test case for 5G. And so we provide real-time communications. That 5G powers real-time communications across the flight line, reducing maintenance time and time in between missions. So very, very critical to Whidbey Island. And then a marine example is Camp Pendleton in San Diego, California. And that's one of the DOD's busiest installations with military training facilities for active and reserve Marine, Army, and Navy units, as well as national, state, and local agencies. So they wanted us to provide, they approached us to provide much needed internet to barracks and commercial services to improve quality of life. So when I look at those three test cases, are great case studies for showing how next generation 5G and Wi-Fi meet the needs of the military, real world needs, pressing needs that they have.
You're also going to be talking about a lot of this in this brand new ebook that Boingo Wireless has about the significance of technology like yours to national security. Tell us about that book. Who's that for?
Super excited about this book. It's an ebook, so super easy to access and read, and you can download it off of our website, boingo.com. And what's exciting about this is when we walk into meetings with various commanders at really all levels within the military, you know, the military flies planes, you know, takes the hill, you know, drives ships. And that's what their focus is. Our focus is on connectivity, and we're the experts in that. And so this ebook is a great primer for information on 5G technology, towers, Wi-Fi, network slicing, Open RAN, and so much more. And so it's a primer and a resource that was, again, agnostic to the technology. Just here's what it is, and it applies to all branches of the military. So it wasn't written for Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine specific. It was written for DOD. And again, it's a fantastic primer. It does a deep dive into the critical role of 5G and Wi-Fi and ensuring our armed forces are prepared, are informed, and connected, no matter where they're deployed.
Yeah, and I think that's also going to be helpful to a lot of communities who want to understand how that technology is going kind of on the other side of the fence from them.
Right. I mean, this is what we do. This is all we do. And so if you don't understand it, if you don't understand what a tower can do on a base and the connectivity it can provide and along with 5G and other technologies, it can get a little confusing out there. And so that's why we work with trying to educate. We educate our partners on what we can provide, but also really understanding what their mission needs are and what they need and matching that. Again, we're agnostic to the technology. You just tell us what you want and what you need, what you're missing. And we provide some solutions to meet that.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Definitely excited to read the ebook, and I hope everybody will give that a look. Thank you for your service and what you do and what Boingo does as an active ADC member.
Thank you. And thank you for what ADC does. I mean, it's an amazing place that you all serve to connect military with industry. And what you guys do is standing in that gap between us. And I think without it, there'd be a huge air gap there. And you guys fill that need and do it so well and do it in a way that allows industry to engage, but also as a military member, allows the military to get so connected with industry in a very thoughtful, meaningful way. So thank you for what ADC does. Great work.
The ebook is called The Critical Role of 5G and Wi-Fi on U.S. Military Bases. You can find it at boingo.com/military5G. That's boingo.com/military5G. America's Defense Communities, the podcast, is a production of the Association of Defense Communities, defensecommunities.org. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, rate, review, and let others know about it. This episode was produced and mixed by Mark Parrott. I'm Randy Ford. We'll talk to you next time.